This is your source for profoundly interesting news briefs. Guitar Business Radio presents The Shorts. So today we're introducing a new feature within The Shorts that will be showing up with some irregularity, but probably once every month or two, kind of uncertain at this time, but it's about crowdfunding. Now, I know this is also a huge topic area, so I'm going to try to keep it contained with some relevancy to our listeners. For me, I got involved with crowdfunding several years ago, helping some of our clients at Guitar PR to market their Kickstarter and Indiegogo campaigns. So I've tried to stay on top of things as best I could, mostly regarding guitar-related projects. So I scan these platforms now and then to see what's new and what's working. Now, as many of you know, these platforms have evolved beyond just raising startup capital into what are in many cases like sales platforms. And while Kickstarter seems to have remained close to its original mission, Indiegogo has over time expanded its offering into ongoing or after-campaign fundraising with something called in-demand, as well as an independent marketplace that is disconnected from the campaign side. What they're doing with the marketplace suggested to me something like, I don't know, a mashup between crowdfunding and Sharper Image, but we'll have to see what happens there. So one of the things we're going to be doing here is checking in on some ongoing guitar-related crowdfunding projects and possibly reporting on projects that were successfully funded, what followed, and where they are now. But today, I want to just bring a couple of campaigns to your attention. And by the way, these are not going to be reviews because remember, we do no reviews and no demos. Now, French guitar builder Alquier Guitars has created a Kickstarter campaign to launch their new eco-friendly guitar called the Cosmic One, which is built largely from bamboo and with titanium hardware. These are very modern, almost space-age looking instruments, but what struck me as interesting about this campaign is the amount of money they're looking to raise. Only $14,775, US dollars, that is. And that's the converted amount from, I guess, French, whatever it is, euros. My guess is they set the number low to assure that they would meet the goal and then move beyond that to raise a larger amount that would be consistent with their more hopeful goal. If so, the strategy seems to have worked because as of this moment, with 27 days left in the campaign, they've already raised over $16,000. So they'll get the money because it's all or nothing. But it will be interesting to watch what ultimately happens, and we'll follow up and report on that. Now, also on Kickstarter, another project I saw, this one is for a string bending attachment known as Pitch Pilot. This is a fairly simple device that attaches to the bridges of Les Pauls and other Gibsons, as well as Telecasters and Strats, and it allows you to bend single strings up or down. You can apparently attach more than one of these to a guitar, for instance, one on the B string and one on the low E. I guess there's other combinations as well. On the surface, it looks like an inexpensive way to achieve B-bender-like capabilities on any string or strings without any modification to the instrument. Now, you'd think that the price point of $69 versus the cost of any other bender product, people would be jumping for these. And obviously, marketing crowdfunding campaigns makes much of the difference in terms of reaching goals. But of course, that assumes that the product has market appeal and does what it says it's supposed to do. So all I can tell you about this project is that as of today, with 25 days to go, they're at about 3% funding with $977 out of a $27,400 goal. So we'll see. Again, we'll watch both of these campaigns for the next month, and we'll let you know what happened. And if you'd like to follow these campaigns yourself, you can get the links on our website, guitarbusinessradio.com. Under the Episodes tab, just click on The Shorts. And one other thing I want to mention about Kickstarter is that they have another site called Drip. This is designed to support creative endeavors with ongoing funding, apparently to offer some competition for Patreon, although Drip is an invitation-only platform at the moment, and it's not certain yet when they'll open it up fully. And speaking of Patreon, as you know, we launched our own Patreon program a few days back, and while we have a few supporters already, I believe this effort will unfold as most long-term activities do in a gradual, sequential, and cumulative way. In other words, it may take a while. However, in this case, to be perfectly honest with you, I suppose I could be proven wrong. So if you want to be the one who proves me wrong on this, just visit us at patreon.com/guitarbusiness and become a GBR supporter. You will receive a personal thank you of epic proportions directly from me, and of course, other rewards and benefits depending on how serious you are about it. Now, for something completely different.